Last winter, we got people together in 5 different places in Durham. A dozen here, 20 or 25 there. We asked different organizations to host these story circle events, as we called them. TROSA, the renowned Residential Substance Abuse Treatment Center, the Black women-led organizing group Spirit House, Trinity, a private Christian school, the Levin Jewish Community Center, and Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, where we held our gathering right after the Spanish language mass. The idea was to reach a diverse cross-section of the city's population: Black, white, Latino, rich and poor and in between, men and women, LGBTQ and straight, people of various faiths or of none.
Because what's most important here is not just you telling the story, but actively listening to the other folks in the circle. So this again is a time that we...
That's Nancy Mama Nia Wilson. She's the leader of Spirit House and our partner on the project.
And you have 2 minutes regardless. That's your space, that's your story space.
Nia took the lead in facilitating the story circles along with her colleague, Maya Hunter.
Okay, so the prompt is, tell a story of a time where you had an advantage.
A story of a time when you had an advantage. People could choose to keep things pretty light.
You know, and I'd have to keep them talking. I mean, immediately, oh, well, I don't know, you know.
This is Greg Clem at TROSA telling of his past life as a vacuum cleaner salesman.
I mean, I sold 7 vacuums in my first week, and I think my advantage was just having the gift of gab and being able to keep a conversation going.
Other people used the prompt to get more serious, to tell stories that reflected on larger realities in society.
Particularly as a queer person of color, I think I'm mindful that there are other people who look like me and who identify similarly that are completely disconnected from their families. That's never something that I really wrestled with.
Jesse Huddleston at the Spirit House Circle.
So that sense of like having a home and having a sense of place can be so meaningful in a way that is almost invisible. I think so much of advantage is unseen and unrecognized.
A lot of the people who came to the story circles said they found the experience deeply meaningful. But those events did double duty as a recruitment tool. We invited some people who'd attended the circles to get more deeply involved, to become our team of story makers. About a dozen people signed on. With them, we launched into what was essentially a 4 or 5 month adult education class. We told the story makers, you're each going to develop an idea for a story about the things that unite and divide us in Durham, and we'll teach you to record and produce it, to make it radio. Storymakers Debbie Bussell and Courtney Smith told us that being involved in the project has been eye-opening.
I end up having the most, the deepest conversations about race and social class that I've ever had in my life. And I've even worked in arenas around that, and it's never been, I've never pulled back as many layers as I've managed to do in the process of putting the story together.
It's made me appreciate my community and the community of Durham so much more because we don't tell each other stories. That's one of the best ways to get to know somebody, I'm finding, is like just have them tell a story about their life. And so it's been amazing. You never know what you find out.
The efforts of our citizen storytellers will be coming to fruition soon. Stay tuned. For Finding America and North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC, I'm John Bewin.